I'm Olivia Owens. I got next.
You next up and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flesh. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Yeah! SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next! A platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is 2024, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I, we are searching this country every nook and cranny, and we are finding rising superstars, future phenoms, sensations, future All-Americans who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, throw the O's up, ladies and gentlemen. We got one of the dopest. We got one of the dopest hoopers on this side of the Mississippi, coming out of Paradise Valley, Arizona, all the way from C-Town, Columbus, Ohio. And now she is back to back like Drizzy Drake, Jordan 96, 97, as one of the state champions in Arizona. Let's make some noise for the conference player of the year, 5'10 point guard out of Phoenix Country Day. Oh, oh, Olivia Owens. Hey, we gonna get it how we live today, huh? Hey, ain't that right, Olivia?
Absolutely.
How you doing today? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Today was a good day at school, and so I'm super excited.
Kevin, does this not seem like one of the kids that just don't stop smiling? You smile on the court, you smile on the mic. She got the nice professional mic ready to go. Hey, check this out, Phoenix Country Day. We've been to Arizona a couple of times, but this is our first time rocking with y'all, so welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk Experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Put your L's up, Mr. Is in the building. I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, bro?
B. Jones, I was at school today as well, but you don't see me smiling like she is. But to answer your question, B. Jones, I feel great. We have a great player on here, man. So let's turn up. Let's turn up again for Arizona.
We got a bucket. We got a bucket in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bless y'all today, but let's get this thing started with the moment of truth. This is the part of the show where we're going to play our version of two truths and a lie. That's right. Olivia, before the show, she's prepared three facts about herself, but here's the ringer. One of those facts is not the truth. That's right. She is going to try to trip up KT and I. So here's the difference. Well, here's the deal. KT and I will have 60 seconds to work as a team, spitball some ideas, some kind of calibrate, and we're going to try to figure out which one of these truths that Olivia brings forth is not a actual truth. All right, Olivia, it's your moment. Give us your three facts.
All righty. I've flown a plane. I have one brother, and I am a state champion in two sports.
Oh, man. I think she's a state champion in two sports. I do think that one. The plain one, though, that's a rough one. What was number two again?
I have one brother.
One brother.
She can hoop, though. she gotta have more than one brother. Is your brother older or younger?
Older.
But she could have more than one older brother, KT.
Yeah, have more than. The flying, B. Jones, that's kind of getting me.
But nobody would come on here and say I flew on a plane if they ain't flew on a plane.
Yes, they would. It's called a lie, B. Jones.
But some of these lies, you don't want people to be calling you out on, man. Some of these lies, you want the lie to be close to the truth, man. So do you think she flew on a plane, KT? Do you think she actually flew on a plane? I could see her being like flying Delta one time and they'd be like, hey, kids, come to the cockpit. You can actually get
B. Jones, you let me go on the left. I don't know, man. Let's go with the one brother. Is that what you want to do?
I think let's go with the one brother. All right. The lie is you have one older brother.
That's right. Yeah. Oh! I have two brothers, one older, one younger.
You can't hoop like that and not have more than one brother. We know you took your fat share of elbows and busted up knees. That's what's up, KT. That's what winning. This is what winning feels like, KT. It's been so long.
I think we were 17 and 34.
17 and 34. We coming though. We working hard. We're working hard, Olivia. All right, y'all. It's that time. Let's get this thing cracking. We're about to have a fire show. We're gonna have a lot of fun. This is an amazing story. So you know what you gotta do before you take any long car ride. Liv, you gotta take that right hand. You gotta reach over your left shoulder. We need you to grab that seatbelt and pull it down. That strap, click, clack, buckle up. We're about to go to work, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Life Talk. And this is what we need. We need everybody out there that's listening to the sound of my voice. We need you to get crunk. We need you to get that yeah excited. And we need you to do three big favors for us. That's right. On the count of three, we need you to help us to move a mountain. We call it the SLT Trinity. This is the kicker, though. None of those involve any money. They are all three free things that you could do to help us to take this game on and take over on the Titans. Here we go. Number one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of the Sports Life Talk family. That's right. We're going to give y'all 180 episodes and the guests. Just like today, we got a five-star. We got more five-stars. We got more college coaches. This thing is going to be bananas. Number two, we need you to hit this like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow you to. Matter of fact, go create a new email address and then use your school email address account and come back in and like this episode as many times as they let you, so this show will just bubble all the way up to the top. And last but not least, number three, we need you to share this episode with as many people as you possibly can in your math class right now. Look to the people on your side of you and say, hey, I got something I want y'all to watch, and send this show to them so we can let the world know. We got to run up the numbers on this joint. It's Country Day. It's the champion. It's the new 2024 state champion, Phoenix Country Day. Are they going to rock with us?
Yes.
Hey, simple. Say less. Yes. The legend that spoke. Here we go. On the count of three. Let's do it like we true to it. Let's make some noise. One, two, three. Boo! No. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. If you did any of those three things, we truly appreciate you. We want to show you some love. What is your favorite emoji that you're using right now, 00?
My favorite one? Ooh, probably the laughing one that's like crying.
Laughing and crying. The kids love the laughing and crying emoji. I don't know. We're about to check on some of these kids. Here we go. If you did any of those three, we need you to throw that laughing and crying emoji. Around here, KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family. And if you did any of those three things, we consider you family. So welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. If you do throw the laughing and crying emoji in the chat, what are we going to tell them, KT?
Thank you.
That's right. Last show, he said gracias. So at least we're back to saying thank you. the two words. All right, Olivia, it is that time. We waited long enough. We're about to tell them how dope you are and how you became a phenom. But in order to figure out your story, we got to know what makes you tick, right? We got to figure out the secret sauce and what makes you a human being. So let's tell them what makes you tick. Here we go. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, 00, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
My top five music artists. Ooh, okay. So Drake, SZA, Beyonce. I'm going to guess Justin Bieber for sure. And then Taylor Swift, because I also listen to her sometimes. So those are my top five.
Kevin, I got to ask Olivia, because she seems like she's an open-minded, you know, 17-year-old. You 17, right? Or you 16?
17, yeah.
She seems like she's open-minded 17. Do you listen to this K-pop? Do you listen to anything, the BTS, any of that? You don't listen to any of that stuff?
Nah.
Okay, all right, because I got told that kids nowadays, I'm like, I ain't never heard no kid listening to that. But I'm glad you just substantiated that for me. But Kevin, she an all-American. And I'm telling you right now, she could probably drop 45 on your head. Good luck.
What she can't drop 45. I give her 30. She ain't getting 45. I'll foul out before she get 40, DJ. I'll let you know that now. But back to the BTS, man, they got a song called Smooth Like Butter or Butter.
Yeah, butter.
That song go hard. All right, Olivia, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is five. And you're not dropping 45 on me. I'm letting you know that right now. But you know what we're going to give her, B. Jones?
What you going to give her, man?
Let's give her a smooth 20.
Ooh.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
Favorite Justin? Never Say Never. That's... No. I know, word for word.
Go do it. Do it.
Oh, I can't do that right now. I cannot sing. You know, not want that for me.
I'm going to tell you what makes that song so special for me. That was when Will Smith's son did the whole Karate mm-hmm. Kid thing. And you remember him in the video with Justin Bieber? They would never say never. They was doing the karate. That was just mm-hmm. a total joint right then. I dig the Never Say Never as well. But that ain't my favorite Justin Bieber song. No.
Mine is a little more grown than one I like.
Yeah, you need to tell him. he like that yummy. He like that yummy, Olivia.
I like that one too. That was a good song.
That song go hard. That's why I say it's mm-hmm. a little hard. All right. So, who is your favorite superhero and why?
Spider-Man, mainly because I'm a big fan of Tom Holland and like Zendaya. So, I've kind of followed that the new recent Marvel universe of that Spider-Man.
Shoot, you and Zendaya about the same height. I think she may
right.
got like an inch, but yeah, y'all the same height. All right. So since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
My theme song? Worth the Fight by Five Alarm. It's a very, like, I don't think many people know this song, but...
Don't nobody know. Just Five Alarm and their parents.
Now, you don't have to sing it, but can you hum it?
A little bit. It's like and it just, yeah. I can't. My musical talents are don't go far.
I knew she wasn't gonna sing it, but so I just.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. Where's Five? I've never heard of this Five Alarm, Kevin. I know you ain't heard of no Five. Don't even start lying on here.
I haven't heard of them.
Are they popular, Olivia?
Not really. I honestly just like the song. I haven't really done too much research.
Okay, on, like, the band, you just heard that one joint and you like, okay, yeah. that's a bar. I can dig that.
And B. Jones, you're going to stop hating on me and my music. I know a lot of music. I don't know that one, though.
I give you credit, Kevin. You know more music than most people do. You used to work in the Sam Goody for... Look, the kid's like, Sam Goody? What is Sam? Kevin used to work in a music store. That's back in the day.
Like 8 years I worked there, so I learned a lot of different music.
That's
cool. All right, so... We have a running debate on this show. Mm-hmm. I would rather be a singer. B. Jones would rather be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie on this episode. Mm. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
I'd rather be a singer. Yeah, I feel like you could way more money being a singer than a dancer.
See, that shit go thinking NIL money. You know what I'm saying? Thinking dollars. You know what I'm saying? But just for pure pleasure. Just pure pleasure. If you can only do this by yourself in your own room, which one would you rather be, a cold dancer or would you rather be a cold singer?
You need to sing because I can hear myself, you know? You don't always see yourself when you're dancing.
Buy a full-length mirror.
You said that was personal, couldn't you?
I did. I'm tired of y'all saying singing. I need all my dances.
Like she said, you can make more money.
One out of every three will say dancing, though. One out of every three will say dancing. Most all Americans say dance. You know, you're the only All-American that says singing. It's okay.
So whatever. Right. So what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Just to persevere. That's like the biggest thing for me. Perseverance and just showing how tough you are too is that each obstacle comes with a challenge, but each time you're able to overcome it, it just shows you who you are as a person.
All right. So are there a player that you fell in love with and what is it about them that you admire?
Definitely Stephen Curry. Steph Curry's my favorite player. I've idolized him since a young age. I think just about him is him being the underdog. I was seen as the underdog when I was younger. A lot of people doubted me. Maybe because I wasn't as big as I am today. I was more on the smaller side. So I related to him a lot back then. And that just kind of why I look up to him so much.
All right. So this is probably the most important question I asked during the initiation. Because B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When you travel, you got to eat. Mm-hmm. So, Olivia, when we come down there to check you out, what's that one food spot you're going to recommend and what is your go-to meal there?
Little Miss Barbecue. It's like a little shack. It has the best brisket you will ever have in your life. And I think I can say that confidently. And their ribs are pretty good. So I'll probably get like half a pound of brisket and half a pound of ribs.
Ain't no way you eating all that, Liv. That's a pound of meat.
Mm-hmm.
How much you weigh, Liv? Because I know you're strong.
40. I can destroy some barbecue. You put some barbecue in front of me, I'll eat that.
Hey, well, Kevin, I can't wait to go to Phoenix.
You ain't lying. We definitely
Liv, going. Like that. We going to Phoenix.
It's so good. It is so good.
All right, so today we have a rising star in the world of high school girls basketball, whose dedication, grit, and passion for the game are nothing short of inspiring. Get ready to be motivated and entertained as we explore the triumphs and challenges of this exceptional athlete's journey. So let's jump into the world of high school sports. So B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Man, we're going further than just high school sports. We're jumping into the world of one of the best players in the country. And I'm telling y'all, write the name down right now, because this young lady is a walking bucket. And we are only a few years away for her name. But we're going to be able to watch this young phenom play on ESPN here pretty soon. But Olivia, every superhero has their journey, right? Everybody had to start out from somewhere. Since you a Spider-Man fan, I mean, you got bit by a spider in a factory somewhere. So tell us about your origin story. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with the game?
I started playing basketball in a church league when I was 5. I was on an all-boys team with my older brother. And from that, I just learned definitely toughness. I remember getting my first tooth knocked out playing basketball. My mom tells me the story all the time, and she's like, you got your tooth knocked out and you just wanted to get back in the game. You didn't worry about the blood or anything that was coming out. And then I just continued to play basketball from there, and I really fell in love with it. My first favorite player was Blake Griffin, and I remember watching NBA All-Star game and watching him dunk and everything. I was definitely a tomboy when I was younger. So my parents got us this like little tiny hoop, and so I'd be practicing like Blake Griffin dunks on the hoop, and so that's when I really fell in love with it. And then from there I just kept growing, and my dad also played in high school, so we definitely shared the love of basketball. And just over the years, just building up skill, waking up early Saturday mornings to get better. Just getting better every single day was my top goal. And I remember just going on YouTube and looking up videos of how to do certain moves, and then practicing at recess at school, playing with the boys for basketball. And I think that just really like grew my love for basketball, and my passion for it. And then I moved out here shortly after COVID, like August 2020. And so East Coast basketball is way different than West Coast basketball, that's for sure. So I definitely say East Coast is a lot more aggressive, a lot more physical than it is over here. But I just continued to play my game when I moved over here. And I think that kind of separated me, and definitely people saw me as different. Mainly just because of that experience on the East Coast. And then I just continued to work hard at it. Continue to push myself every single day. And I think that just got me to where I am now, just trying to continue to keep that up and continue going into this summer, last season of AAU. But yeah, it was kind of like just a little skim of my basketball journey so far.
Now, I got the opportunity to watch your highlights. I hadn't seen you do your thing in real life. Trust me when I say I cannot wait to get to the Under Armour tournaments in the circuit this year, so I get to finally see you get some buckets up and see you do your thing. But watching your highlights, you definitely remind me of a Kalia Copper. Who do you see in your game? Like when you out there playing and you watch yourself play, who is somebody that you emulate or that you look up to and you're like, man, this is the kind of style I want to bring to the game?
I really like Diana Taurasi's style. It's very like kind of relaxed, but she attacks at certain moments, and like you can see that in her game, and she chooses her shots wisely and when to kick it and when to take her own. So definitely that. A little bit of Chris Paul sometimes. I like making some nice passes, so whenever just distributing the ball out or be able to see the floor in transition. But that's just like who I try to copy my game after.
It's funny you said Diana Taurasi, because that was one thing I did pick up on your highlights. Nothing seems overkill. Nothing seems exaggerated. It's like you smoother than peanut butter, little sis. I mean, it's like even your J. It's just like, hey, I'm going to bust your head. You know what I'm talking about? It's like you never really seem like you exerting a lot of energy when you playing. I mean, how would you describe your playing style? Is it an aggressive? Because you're real strong too. When your body, I mean, you body them young ladies out there in Arizona. I mean, how do you describe your style?
I definitely like describe it as I kind of get to a three levels. Just be able to attack, but being strategic when you attack. And seeing the lanes and at certain points of the game, I think something that just I've learned is that you don't need to take it in every single time. You don't need to shoot the three every single time. You can, you know, find the mid range, find your shot in there. So I would like say it is like relaxed, calm, but like fast too and aggressive. So just picking and choosing when to exert my energy and when to just lay back on it.
Now, you mentioned a couple of names, the Blake Griffins, the Diana Taurasi's. If I gave you the opportunity to play one player one-on-one, who would it be?
Probably Diana Taurasi.
Now, you know who I thought you was going to say? Kyrie Irving, because I saw the picture with you and Kyrie Irving. I was like, I know she finna challenge.
I broke his ankles. I didn't really break his, but I got him confused. I have a video of me like crossing it up a little bit.
Ooh, what was that like meeting Kyrie? Because every kid comes, and I say every 9 out of 10 kids come on here and show love to Kyrie. It is something that dude is really he on the Mount Rushmore for this generation of basketball future talent. But what was it like meeting Kyrie and being a part of that camp?
Definitely that hands down one of the best experiences of my life. I got invited to the camp kind of last minute. I was actually supposed to be playing a tournament, and so I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to meet Kyrie Irving. So me and my family, we drove out to LA where the camp was being held, and he was just an amazing person, like absolutely amazing. He was given on-court instruction. He was like in the camp. A lot of people were there too, but he was being the one like running the drills, doing the drills with us, defending us. And then afterwards we did a film session with him and we watched some of his games and what his mental breakdown is when he's doing certain moves in the game. And then we got to like hang out with him too over the weekend. So he rented out like Dave and Buster's. And so we got to see like the fun side of him, and his dad was there too. So my parents got to talk to his dad about the journey and how to like guide your kid to stardom and stuff like that. But yeah, he was just hands down, like a down to earth person. He just wants the best for everybody. And I think a lot of the media sometimes like messes him up, but he's just an amazing person. And he does a lot of stuff for a lot of people, and it's awesome.
Well, Sports Life Talk don't mess up. We show nothing but love for Kyrie. Now, I fell in love with the class of 25, Olivia. I fell in love so much with the class of 25 that I went on record multiple times, and I've told everybody that crossed paths with me that your class is not only going to be the best basketball players that come out, but you guys are going to reinvent women's basketball. That's right. All the way. I'm talking about the 25 is crazy. Mm-hmm. But when you look around the class of 25 and you see how much talent, I mean, how special is it to be a part of something, to be a part of what I consider this new movement of women's basketball? Because you do things totally different than what we saw some of the kids in yesterday's and the yesteryears do. You guys doing things different, and you are one of those individuals that, I mean, you make this stuff look good, Olivia. I mean, you make basketball look fun and creative and like a true art form. What is it like going out there playing? And what are you thinking between the whistles?
Me mainly, I'm just going out there to have fun. I think that's what our class mainly is doing. We're going out there to compete, have fun. Kind of like just bringing back that like area of the game, because I think for a while it's been a lot of highlight culture. But for us, we're just going out to play, and we're not always seeking a highlight, but just going out to win is pretty big. And I'm grateful to be a part of this class, because we look up to so many other people. And so I think it's also like the work of people that come before us and just wanting to be good, but not at, or just as good, if not better, than those people. So I think it's our hard work too, and our strive for that.
Well, you strive for a lot, and she says she ain't looking for the highlight moments, but you make a lot of them. And some of those highlights is going back to back, winning the state championship. It's tough to win one championship, but then you go into this next season, and you're like, hey, now the crosshairs on our back. Everybody's chasing us. Phoenix Country Day School is the best school in the state, and they know how cold we are. And you got a tag team partner over there, 6'8 running mate, that y'all doing some crazy things on the court. What was this season it like? How did you guys prepare? How did you guys perform? And what was it like going through and winning that ring, not once, but twice?
It was awesome. Honestly, this season started off a little rocky. I actually sprained my ankle in practice pretty early on, so I missed our first, I think, like 6 or 7 games. So it was definitely hard for me to just watch from the bench and for everyone else to find a flow just without me being on the court. But they did, which was great. And then we started our season, we went into TOC. We went 2-2 in TOC, but I think that definitely boosted our confidence because we beat some teams that, you know, people didn't think we were going to win. And then January, February, we just continued to dominate, didn't lose a game. And I think that when the horn went off for that game, I think when we all ran on the court, it was just like we felt that being special and a special moment for all of us. Especially just to be able to do it back to back, knowing that you still had it, you still are the best. There's like no other feeling like that.
There's a lot of people watching this, Olivia. Is the three-peat in the future? Are we gonna call our shot right now? We holding up them threes?
We are. I called it. I was interviewed right after it. I called it right after that. I said we're going back to back to back. That's what we're gonna do.
Next time we see a picture with Olivia on the show, she's gonna be on that trophy with the three fingers up there. That's super dope. Now let's talk a little bit about the transition from Ohio, because you brought in a point, and we learning. Kevin and I, we do shows all across this country. I'm talking about it's not a pocket. We ain't talk to athletes, and you are 1,000%. I mean, it's a much physical game on the East Coast, but the West Coast is fast. And you know what I'm saying? You gotta have some skills to play because it ain't a bruising game, and you bring that bruiser style game. What was that move from Ohio to Phoenix like for you? I mean, did you find it tough to adjust, or was it like, hey, like you said, I was special, I was different, and I found my home pretty quickly?
Yeah, I thought it was easy but tough at the same time. I think it was tough just because leaving my friends behind in Ohio, I've known them since I was like 5 years old. So that was definitely tough, but the basketball side of it was easy for me. That's how I was able to fit in with everybody else and like get friends from there. So my dad got a job here. My mom, all of her nieces and nephews are here, so it made sense for us to move here. And so the way that I got connected through basketball was one of my friends here had also lived in Ohio, and her older sister trained with the trainers I trained with. So, our trainers connected, and, they actually, the day that I moved here, I went to a practice. Like I flew in at like 12, and then like that night at like 7 PM, I was at a basketball practice. And so from there, we just kind of, I meshed together with the girls really well. And we went into a tournament as an 8th grade team. We were beating high schoolers, shocking like a lot of different teams and a lot of different people. So we got a lot of like media around that. And then we went into Made Hoops middle school tournament, and we did pretty good. We kind of had a fall off at the end of the season. And then I found a prep team that I played for. So I played prep there. But going back to like the East Coast, West Coast basketball, definitely fast here. And less aggressive. I will say the refs do not let you like touch the other person at all. Not like no two hands, no nothing. And I just remember in Ohio, I could get tackled on the court and it wouldn't be a foul. Like I just get up and go play defense, you know? So those are like the two main differences for me that I've seen so far. But it's been so much fun just learning a different style of game over here too. And you just see it in colleges too. There's the different level of play, which is insane.
Now, how much older is your older brother?
He's almost 2 years older than me.
Okay, so he really did put it on you. y'all had some wars. Is he taller than you? What is
no? I'm taller. I'm 2 inches taller.
Ah, so you be working him over. Oh, that's cold blooded. Who win at 101? Who win at 101? Don't call. You get him. You get that's what's up.
He stopped playing me about 5 years ago, so I play my younger brother now. But
all right, so now you're a class of 25, which means that you know this summer you're gonna run with West Coast Elite, and then you're gonna go into your senior year chasing this three-peat. But I'm pretty sure coaches have already started calling you, and you probably already started having some conversations. As a matter of fact, y'all go to her Twitter page or her X page, you gonna see this page of interest and offers that. is pretty salty. I'm talking about you got some heavy hitting schools. I'm talking about Power Five, the smart schools, everything. You can pick kind of where you want to go in the part of this country. Now, have y'all kind of thought about what you're looking for in a school and kind of which direction? Are we thinking about heading back to the East Coast? Are we want to stay out there in that 110 degree weather on the West Coast where it never rained? Have y'all really thought about this recruiting process and what y'all are looking for?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My parents and I have sat down and have multiple conversations. I'm really open to going anywhere, honestly. I like to explore. But it is getting real now going into senior year, so I'm definitely having to narrow down my list. And it definitely is hard. Just trying to take visits this year probably and just go see a bunch of different places and see what I want. But I'm definitely looking forward just to spend it my 4 years with some awesome people who helped me grow and just continue to develop me as a basketball player and a person.
Is there anything in particular in this school you're looking for? Is it going to be like history, or is it going to be NIL opportunities? Is it going to be education, going to a specific school based off of what kind of schooling you can get? Is there anything in particular you're looking for to call your next home?
I definitely want best of both worlds, basketball and education. I want to study architecture and engineering, so definitely a school that has that major and can help me with that. But other than that, just best of both worlds is the biggest thing for me.
I'm going to give you a $100,000 NIL deal. Any company in the world, but it can't be a sneaker company. So it can't be a shoe deal, because we know the shoe companies do things a little bit differently. So you get to represent any company you want. We're going to cut you a $100,000 check. Who would you want to represent, Lil?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably going to be like Chick-fil-A, honestly, because I'm going to need to eat.
Hey, you be like, y'all hungry? Let's all go get some tenders. All right, last question. 17-year-old Olivia, what are you doing for fun? Now, you surfing? There ain't no water out there in Phoenix. I don't know what I'm talking about. What are you rollerblading? What you shopping? What are you doing for fun during your downtime when it's not basketball related?
I actually build Legos and I watch a lot of TV. So like I'll put suits on and I like build a new Lego set that I have. Or I'll just hang out with my brothers. It's just fun hanging out with family, play some board games or Rough House. Just depends on what the mood is.
You a Lego master? What's your best Lego creation you never done?
I had the Taj Mahal. It's actually, I don't know if you can see it, but
all we can see is championship plaques. Back at Olivia. That's all we see.
I'll try not to drop it.
Dang! You did that on Legos?
Yeah.
Kevin, are you seeing it? That is absolutely nuts. That's crazy. You know what your next challenge ought to be? Do that, reproduce that championship ball. See if you can reproduce the championship ball in Legos. That'll be absolutely bananas. All right, let's go to work. Oh, big O, welcome to the Sports Like Talks version of Would You Rather. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots. And y'all know we played Would You Rather a little bit earlier today, except this time we're going to put it on the steroids, okay? So we're going to go 3 rounds, and in each round, both KT and I are going to make a pitch, give you a scenario. Whichever one of those pitches you accept or you like the most, you select that host, and that host will get a point. The first host to get 2 points, or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds. All right, KT is a defending champion. I don't know what Jackie Anderson was thinking, but KT pulled it off. So I think you won the last three. Any KT 2 or 3?
Man, I count, man. I just take it game by
count.
Game.
I'm counting because I'm tired of y'all coming on the show and cheating. All right, here we go. Here we go, Olivia. Round number one.
All right, you said you want to go back to back to back. So you're in a semifinal game. Your team gets a defensive stop. Your coach calls a play for you, and you look up at the clock, and with the time expiring, you knock down the game-winning three to send your team back to the state final, or
we're going to put you in the same scenario with 10 seconds left, except this time, instead of y'all making a defensive stop as a team, you are guarding their best player. They dribbling the ball down, you rip them. At the half court mark, you look up, and the other young lady, the other stud on your team, what's her name, Ayla? Ayla is streaking down the court. You throw the ball to her. She catches it, lays it up, buzzer sounds. Phoenix Country Day School wins again. This time you credited with the assist and the steal.
I'm going to have to go with yours, B. Jones.
Let's get a point guard. I knew I should have did something.
Hey, I I'm feeling good, but I won the first round last game, and then I couldn't win another bucket after that. So here we go. Here we go. Round number two. Nobody, you know, I ain't gonna say nobody, but y'all doing something amazing out there in Phoenix that not too many people know about nationwide, right? Y'all are popular right there in your hometown. But I'm gonna get a documentary crew together. I'm gonna get a camera crew together. We coming to Phoenix Country Day School, and we are going to do a Netflix documentary, almost kind of like Last Chance. We're gonna film you guys in the weight room, the practice courts, the on the bus, in the hotels. We are literally going to film y'all for through the whole year as y'all go on this miraculous journey to three-peat, and we're gonna call the three the hard way. You hear me with this? So we gonna basically show it all to the world what it looked like from beginning to the end. Or
so I'm gonna give you the opportunity to travel and eat while you host your own show on TikTok. You could get to interview other high school players, getting to know more about them while eating in some of the best places in the world.
I'm going with KT's. I love food. He said food, and now it got me.
Oh. She was talking about that barbecue earlier, B. Jones. I knew I could get it.
I cannot believe she passed on the Netflix documentary. Come on. Oh.
She needs to travel and eat, B. Jones.
He said food. You got to eat.
I know. It ain't that much brisket in the world, though.
I could try some other ones, you know, but I still stick with mine.
All right. We're going to let you ride. Let's go. Round three. Tiebreaker.
All right, Olivia. Round three is pretty simple. B. Jones and I, we stopped talking. We'll let the shoes that we brought today speak for us. So what we're going to do for round three, B. Jones brought a pair of shoes. I brought a pair of shoes that we feel represents you. So for this one, it has huge ramifications because whoever wins this, gets this point, wins this episode's game. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to count down from three. When I do that, I need for you to say, hold that sneaker. When you do that, we're going to show you what we brought today, okay?
Got it.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
Ooh. I had to go J's. I went with something classic. I said, you know what? She looked like Jordan out there on that floor. I'm a Jordan fan. I had to give her something iconic with a unique colorway that matches the Country Day uniform, by the way.
I know. I've seen some of her pictures, and she has some, like, colorful shoes on, B. Jones.
They all wear colorful shoes nowadays.
But I'm talking about Olivia. We're not talking about anybody else. We're talking about Olivia.
Oh. I would say I'm more of an old school, so I'm gonna go with B. Jones' shoes. But I like the colorway. I like the colorway.
Look at me, you like the colorway.
Oh my goodness! Made it feel good to be back in that W collar. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You a champ, I'm a champ, and it just is off the chain. It's off the chain. We clicking. You know what I'm saying? This has been a great episode. This has been a great episode.
It was okay.
It's been pretty good.
Olivia, I'm in my feelings right now. I'll say it's better later on, but right now it's okay.
Oh man, that's a lot of weight off my back, y'all. I'm just letting you know. Let's just soak in this moment all together as a family.
Now we can move on. Let's move on. I'm very coping.
Yes. All right, let's go double O. The title of the show is You Got Next. So we talked about the past, we talked about the move, we talked about how you are in Phoenix Country Day, y'all taking over the state and winning championship after championship. But there's a lot of road left in front of you, little sis. Mm-hmm. The point of this show is to inspire and to motivate others so they can know about your journey. What does the future look like for you? What do you see up next for yourself, Olivia?
Going to go play college and then hopefully go play pro either overseas or in the WNBA. That's always been my dream. So I'm still going after it, still working hard for it, making sacrifices to do that. And I just can't wait, honestly, just to continue to work hard and be on the grind.
Kevin, it breaks my heart when they say play overseas. There's no reason why we shouldn't have 30 WNBA teams for all of these amazing young ladies to have opportunities. 144 roster slots ain't enough.
By the time she gets of age, it'll be more teams.
I hope so. I pray that it is. Now, what number do you wear, Olivia?
I wear 24.
That's what I got to ask you. It's the year of the Mamba. Why'd you choose that number 24?
My dad wore 24 in high school. It's just like a family number. And so did my uncle. He actually passed away in a helicopter crash as well, too. So that's why I wear it for him, for my brother, for my mom's brother. But it's definitely a family number for us, and it has a lot of meaning behind it.
Wow, man, that's all right, KT.
I know. All right, so do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Yes, shout out to all my teammates, PCDS, West Coast Elite. Shout out to my trainers from Ohio, Coach Shaq, Coach Tanya, Coach CC, Coach Dan, all of them. I think they really put in a route for me. To just like continue to something to start off in a base. And there are people I can always go back to and text and just call up. Shout out Coach Benson too. My parents, especially, all they put in for me, all the road trips, the travel, the money, because it's a lot of money spent. To my brothers, just always annoying me and just wanting me to prove them wrong every single time. So a big shout out to them. And then shout out to all the people who I've worked out with over the past years who are now in college and have pushed me and helped me get better and given me insight on what college is like. So just shout out to all those people who have been a part of my journey.
All right. So this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. Why don't you do the same thing? With that said, Olivia, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm calling out Heather Stedman.
Tell us about Heather Stedman.
Heather Stedman, she was the one that kind of I got connected with to come play here in Arizona. So I think without her and her family that I wouldn't be in the spot I am today. Heather's a great basketball player. She's probably 6 foot. They actually made it to the Open semifinals. She had a rough game, but she's a person that will just push through. So definitely shout out to her. I've been playing with her since 8th grade. So we definitely have built a friendship on that.
Heather Stedman, tell the world that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched and you are officially on the clock. We can't wait to have you on the show in the year of the Mamba. Kim, she sound like a Mamba to me. Did she sound like a Mamba to you?
She do sound like a Mamba, B. Jones. I'm still in my feelings, but yeah, she does sound like a Mamba.
And she sound like somebody who knows her tennis. So I can't wait to see you, Heather. We can't wait to have you.
I don't agree on that, but yeah, let's keep going.
Double O, Olivia Owens, you got next. You are the truth, young lady. You are just amazing. You are charismatic. You are genuine. You are authentic. You are one of one. You are a trailblazer, a superstar, future phenom. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. This has been a gangster episode here, y'all. I mean, we won the moment of truth. I got the belt back. I don't know. You sure you don't want to be a dancer? You can make this thing perfect if you just want to.
I'm a singer. Come on,
Olivia. Hey, well, we're going to wish all of y'all out there at Phoenix Country Day the best of luck. Okay, we got to go out there and see them play one time next year. We're going to try to get out to a Phoenix Country, a PCDS game on y'all journey for three. And all of y'all who supported us and watched this episode, we want to thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We appreciate it so much. We can't do this without you. This is your moment to become the MVP. We need y'all to help us to lift this torch up and to take young superstars like this and spread the word. And you can do it. All you got to do is smash that subscribe button, smash that like button, and share this episode as many times as you possibly can. And make sure you're tapped in with KT and I. We're working super hard, and we're going to keep giving y'all so much content. We got some new stuff coming your way that we think is going to be very, very fun and very inspirational motivation for you guys to watch. So make sure you tap in with us at Sports Life Talk, all one word. We don't want Sports Life Talk in the game. You ain't going to confuse us with nobody else. And if you want, now Heather Stedman sound like a beast. I'm sorry. She sound like she a bucket. Sound like she could put something on somebody. But if you think you got the juice, if you got that flavor, if you a Mamba and you want to come on the show, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you feel like you got next. And KT is going to schedule you an audition to be on the show. And it's just that, Kevin, I don't feel like like enough people reaching out to us to get on the show. Well, it's only two of us. We can't find everybody. We get lucky when we see Olivia come across with these ESPN highlights. We like, hey, we got to get on the show. Everybody ain't going like that. So if you got a story, you better let us know about it so we can find you. Now, and last but not least, I know it's a lot of y'all that's on YouTube 24/7, but I'm a podcast junkie. So if you're a podcast junkie like myself and you like to listen to these shows on the road or have the audio playing in the background while you're trying to do your work or while you're cooking, make sure you download the You Got Next podcast, wherever you are downloading your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, and listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the Mouth of the South, B. Jones, or the velvet tones of the Head Coach KT. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, Kevin. Hey, man, thank you. I got the belt back. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't see. I'm shaking his hand right now, though. But, you know, it was a good episode, Kevin. You had a good run. It was time to come home. But I'm going to let you close us out, man. Let's go.
Well, I did go back to back to back. And I'm hoping the same for Olivia next season. Hey, Olivia, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know. And we got your back.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You want to hum that five alarm again?
Hell no, I'm good. I'm good. We don't need to do that. We don't need to run that back.
Show him that J, Olivia. Show him that J. Yeah, it is. She wet with it. Sports Life Talk Nation. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another because we are better together. And keep dreaming big because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking sports life, talking this.